Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show February 7th in Savannah, Georgia. And if you don't want to leave the house but still want some wait-wait action, you can play our new interactive game on your smart speaker. Just ask your Alexa or Google Home to open the wait-wait quiz. And Bill and I will be there with you, just the three of us, and you might even win a prize. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. Hi. I'm Alex, and I'm in Lafayette, Colorado.
Well, now, I know Colorado well, but I don't know where Lafayette is. Where's that?
Lafayette is 10 miles due east of Boulder.
And what do you do there?
I actually work for the city of Aurora, and I manage their water resources division in the water department.
Oh, wow. Well, water resources out there in Colorado, that's pretty serious stuff. Do you have to fight people off with weapons?
All the time.
Yeah, I know. Alexandra, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
Yes, I am so excited to play.
All right, that's great. We're excited to play with you. Here is your first limerick.
Want to know our kid's gender? Good on ya. Try this pasta dish baked by Aunt Tanya. Well, what do you think? Is the cheese blue or pink? It's revealed by our tasty...
Lasagna.
Lasagna, yes. Gender reveal parties are all the rage, meaning they're everywhere, and they make people very angry. A chain Italian restaurant called Villa Italian Kitchen is offering a new way to reveal what kind of genitals your baby will have with their patented, exclusive gender reveal lasagna. If you're having a girl, the cheese in the lasagna, once you cut it and expose it, is pink. And of course, if you're having a boy, the lasagna is full of sausage.
Because there was a story, I don't know if you heard about this, at least a couple times, one guy started a wildfire.
We're all over that story,
yeah,
Adam.
But that's the thing, all these things reveal way more about the parents than about the children. It's not a gender reveal, it's a moron reveal party. It turns out you shouldn't have bred in the first place. That's what we found out.
Here is your next limerick.
Our zoo likes its snakes to be slim. Their obesity problem is grim. Here's a pool and free weights and some Zumba at 8. We have built them a serpentine
gym.
Yes, it is a gym for snakes. The Melbourne Zoo, Melbourne, Australia, has created a snake gym to help their chubby snakes lose some weight. Can you imagine how tough it is to lie about your diet when you're a snake? Like, no, I didn't just gobble down 4 mice. And your friends are like, oh, we can see them. 1, 2, 3, 4. It'd be nice to have... The great thing about having snakes at the gym, now you have a great reason not to go.
Oh, man. That's, whenever I eat a bowl, it goes straight to the part of me that's not my head.
Exactly, yeah. Bright side for snakes using a gym is that they don't have to spend a lot of money getting, you know, getting an outfit. It's like, no, I don't need yoga pants. Just one tube sock, please. I'll be on my way. All right. Here is your last limerick.
My comforter. How will I thank it? It's number one. That's how I rank it. A wedding to bedding. You're never forgetting. That's it. I will marry my...
Blanket.
If you thought
that's it.
If you thought true love was dead in this sad, cold world, a woman in England is marrying her blanket. Something that isn't actually alive.
And they're not talking about like Michael Jackson's kid. This is an actual blanket.
An actual blanket.
It's actually made me really rethink Linus from Peanuts.
I know.
Did you say she's from England?
She's from England, so she calls it her duvet.
Yes, correct.
Oh.
Thank
you.
I was about to say, we don't call them blankets.
I know. She calls it her duvet, which of course makes it sounds more French and exotic. So.
Yeah.
Her name is Pascal Selick, and she says, quote, "My duvet is the longest, strongest, most intimate and reliable relationship that I've ever had," unquote. If things go well, in about 9 months, she'll have a new set of dish towels.
She knew. I think she. I heard about this. She knew that the things were getting serious with the duvet when she no longer put the cover on it.
Yeah. Bill, how did Alexandra do in our quiz?
Congratulations, you got all three.
Congratulations, Alexandra. Thank you so much, Alexandra.
Thank you. Bye.